Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. We rejoice in it and are glad in it. Let me encourage you from a beautiful scripture from the book of James chapter 1 and verse 19. My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. Hallelujah. Well, when we were growing up, my mom used to say, learn this, do that. And a lot of time we give this instruction same to our children when they are growing up and tell them, hey guys, wait, hold on, give ear, lend ear first. So, you know, in order to build good relationships, my dear brothers and sisters, you must become a good listener. And in order to be a good listener, you must do a few things. Number one, listen without interrupting, and that's so even when you know more than the person who is talking to you. Respect them enough to value that they say and listen attentively until they are finished. Number two, try to understand their point of view, feelings, thinking, and needs. In other words, listen to understand. Good listening is hearing what people actually think, mean, or feel, not what you imagine they should think, mean, or feel. Instead of guessing, politely ask, am I understanding you correctly? Do you mean this and this? Or are you feeling such and such? Right? Don't assume, verify. Because a lot of times what happens is that when we don't lend our ears correctly, it causes irritation, causes anger to rise up. So that is why the scripture in one sentence talks about be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. It's all is connected, right? Thirdly, avoid rushing to conclusions. Listen without judging. If what they say does not quite add up, keep listening. The Bible says in 18:13 of Proverbs, he who answers a matter before he hears it, it is folly and shame to him. So when you hear more, it may make sense. Fourthly, refrain from putting them on the defensive. Listen without correcting, countering, or devaluing, saying that's not the way it was, or what did you expect, or you're just being, you know, silly and too sensitive. Kills real communication. Fifthly, accept your perceptions and feelings as valid expressions of a valued person, right? Validate the speaker by saying, if I understand you correctly, you're thinking, feeling, am I right? Asking them to help you get on the same page with them, saying, given what you have told me, I can see why would you feel that way, will increase the willingness to consider your thoughts and accept the solutions you offer. If you want to win people and influence them, learn to listen. And that goes for every relationship, whether it is marital, relationship within a family, relationship in the church, relationship at your workplace. It matters. Listening matters. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you. We love you, we worship you, we adore you, and we magnify your name. We humble ourselves before you, Lord. I pray, Father God, as we are commanded in James 1:19, I pray that, Lord, we'll be quick to listen, we'll be slow to speak, and we will be slow to become angry. Because the anger of man does not works the righteousness of God, the next verse says. And I pray above, Father God, give us the grace to overcome, Lord, every anger, every irritation. Help us, O Lord God Almighty, to humble ourselves. Help us to utilize our hearing skills and, Father God, listening skills and put it into place and put it into action that you will be alone glorified. Abba, Father, today, as your flock steps out into the jobs, into the businesses and running the errands for the day, I pray that your great grace and glory will abound upon them. You will keep them from the evil one. Bless them, flourish them, prosper them, And, O Lord, enlarge their territory. I also pray, Abba Father God, for the ones who may be sick in our midst, O Father. I pray that you will meet them at the point of the need, O Father. Every sickness be gone in the name of Jesus. Lord, I command the bodies to be healed and to be made whole by the power of your Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we give you the praise and glory and honor and dominion, power and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.